This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
Shh. I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Hearing the opening to Advanced Medicine and all the Star Trek sound effects Super Don put in all those years ago, I just got to remind you, there's a Star Trek movie coming out in a couple of weeks. I'm really looking forward to seeing. Hopefully it's good, Dr. Batar.
All Star Trek movies are always great. So
yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. So we'll get there eventually, but this right now, I opened today's stories, including a discussion by the American College of Pediatrics warning their doctor members about the Gardasil shot, because they said, you know what? The placebo-controlled study wasn't placebo-controlled. They actually had adjuvants in it that are same as the ones like aluminum and polysorbate 80 in the shot. And they actually acknowledge that. It's like, you know, calling out doctors as you've done as a doctor for many years, and you said sometimes I'm being too nice to them. I'm not being so nice anymore as I'm watching these people. They should have known this all along.
I absolutely agree with you, Robert. The thing is that in the interest of the financial gain, many of these things, as you know, they're just not disclosed. The more we realize how the system works and the more we realize how sometimes some of this information is subverted and prevented from people becoming aware of it, then we start to realize that the agenda is always something other than what we think it is. And many of these researchers that are putting their efforts into the research, we would think that, like Offit, for example, you know, he's a perfect example. You know, we would think that they're doing it for the betterment of mankind, but then we find out really their agendas are much, much more sinister. A lot of times for professional, for personal or professional gain, but it's only rare that a person does it because they just didn't know any better. And now I think there's no excuse. I think now in the times that we are living now, 2016, nobody can say they didn't know any better because the information, there's so much information out there. Like the glyphosate issue when they had with Monsanto.
Yeah.
When they interviewed that scientist, you know, and you did the, you had that little clip, which was hilarious, and the guy's talking about how safe it is, and yeah, of course I'll drink it, you know, and then the reporter gives it to him, and he's like, yeah, of course I'll drink it, and then he goes, no, I'm not drinking it, you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, you know, calling their bluff.
Exactly. Once you get them to the corner, you know, they'll say whatever they need to say for their own purposes, and then as soon as you've got them up against the wall,
yeah,
they don't know too much. I mean, they know way too much they'll say whatever they need to say in front of the public, but when it's in their own, it's going to be introduced into their own bodies.
Yeah, when their butt's on the line, then they cower like little girls. And not to make little girls sound bad, but you know what I mean. The College of Pediatricians, the American College of Pediatricians, says that in addition to their concern about the lack of placebo control in the studies on safety and efficacy for Gardasil, they are also seeing a link between, a very concerning link, according to them, between Gardasil and premature ovarian failure.
Very interesting. It's really interesting that it's the American College of Pediatrics,
yeah,
the American Academy of Pediatrics, is bringing this up. Because remember, they're the ones that also are the big proponents.
The AAP is not saying this. It is definitely the ACP, the American College of Pediatricians. So it's a different organization than AAP. AAP, you're right, very, very staunchly supporting all vaccines all the time. Don't question anything. but I got to give props to the American College of Pediatricians for calling out on this. You know, I talked earlier, too, about the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did a big expose. They found 2,400 physicians had been engaged in sexual abuse of patients over the last 16 years. Over half of them still have their licenses. And I said, you know what? It isn't just sexual assault. It's chemical assault. And that's happening by nearly 100% of the physicians who are vaccinating and giving drugs needlessly.
So wait a second. Did you say the statistics was this was sexual assault, meaning like with children or with...
No, this was just patients in general, including adults. I think mostly focused on adults. They found this out. They had one thing they were covering, and it led to the whole country. This became a big scandal, just published a few days ago in the Atlanta Journal. And the 2,400 physicians they found were engaged in sexual abuse. Some of them have gone to jail, but over 50% of them still retain their medical licenses. And, you know, I just kind of expanded that out, and I said, you know, that's horrific enough. And I know that most doctors are not engaged in sexual abuse, so I wasn't going there. But the reality is they're almost all engaged in chemical abuse if they're vaccinating, particularly with the Gardasil, with what they're finding out, destruction of the ovaries of little girls.
Yeah, that's Gardasil has so many different destructive components. I mean, what is it, 3,500 girls that have gotten Gardasil that... No, I'm sorry, there's 3,500 abortions, 35 spontaneous abortions of women that were pregnant that got Gardasil, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the most, you know, as far as the stats coming out of SaneVax and others, the adverse events being reported on these HPV shots, and yet they're continuing to push this mandate, you know, for seventh graders, boys and girls, to get this shot. And yet,
yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking, parents, pull your kids out of school. They'd be better off going to no school than risking them getting this shot.
Have you seen the new propaganda on TV now where they've actually got a child speaking or an adult speaking, and they're talking about, you know, had I known this, and I didn't expect to get cancer, and, you know, had I known that it was HPV, and blah, blah, blah. And then it morphizes into the child. It's an adult speaking. You know, talking as if they've already died. And then it morphs into the child and says, I didn't know. Did you, Mom? You know, and so it's like playing
wow.
the emotions of parents
yeah.
now that you get, you know, and they've done it for girls and for boys for Gardasil. I couldn't believe it. It's a very emotional video, but when you start looking at the extent that they've gone with the propaganda to propagate this total falsehoodness, you know, it's just amazing to me that they're actually playing that. They're pulling at the parents' heartstrings, because what parent would watch a video like that or a commercial like that and not want to do the best for their child? And they're making it as if it's the same thing as that evidence-based medicine. You know, the traditional definition for evidence-based medicine is anything but based on evidence. They re-manipulate the words. They change the meaning of the words, and then they take on a different and nefarious type of agenda by using words that are, you know, evidence-based is a perfect example. When you think evidence-based medicine, you think everybody would want to practice medicine based on the evidence, but that's not what evidence-based medicine is, because
number
one, placebo-controlled crossover studies are not evidence-based. They're based on everything but evidence. And so the change of language and utilization of words to manipulate people, you know, It's very, very interesting how that's happened, but these commercials have just, I think they've crossed the line now.
They have. In fact, there are consumer groups that are suing and bringing this up to the state's attorney general and, you know, trying to go after Merck for, you know, putting out false propaganda that's so obviously false. And we've discussed this on with, I think, one of the PhD researchers that was the discoverer of HPV, or worked with the guy who developed pap smears all those years ago. And he said, you know what? No matter what they say the HPV shot is, it's not a cancer vaccine. And they're claiming it's a cancer vaccine. If anything, it can be argued to be a vaccine against 8 or 9 strains of the human papillomavirus, but that's it. And yet they're promoting this as a cancer vaccine in violation of what it's been approved for technically. So yeah, there's some pushback now, especially when you see this premature ovarian failure being acknowledged by the American College of Pediatricians.
Well, the side effects from Gardasil, as far as actually women or young women that have died, I think that's the statistics, that's 3,500. But there's been a very high incidence of women that have gotten Gardasil vaccination and have had second or third trimester. I'm not sure why they would even get a vaccination during pregnancy, but they had abortions that have been addressed or attributed to the Gardasil vaccination. So the ovarian failure aspect and many of these other things, again, you and I both know that some of the chemicals that have been entered into the human population based on, you know, whatever utilization in commerce that they've mm-hmm. used, sometimes it takes two generations before you start seeing the adverse effects. So the ovarian failure aspect is just one component that we've now seen. There'll be other things that'll come to fruition that will become that'll become evident, you know, another year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever the time frame is.
Well, even right now, Dr. Bitar, another article just came out that said common chemicals endanger children's brain development. And they list some of the chemicals that are found in vaccines, but they refuse to acknowledge vaccines being a source of them. They talk about pollution from the environment. They talk about lead. They talk about mercury. But they refuse to acknowledge that they're also being injected into children.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you beat the hell out of the fish industry for the methylmercury. But the ethyl mercury, which is far more destructive than the methyl mercury found in fish, you never even hear about that, even though it's more than, they say methyl mercury has whatever the, if you take organic mercury versus inorganic mercury is the second most toxic substance known to man, but then you make an organic form of it by adding a phenyl ethyl methyl group to it, it becomes exponentially more destructive. Phenyl mercury exposure will kill a person within 6 months, 8 months. But ethyl mercury, it won't do it quite as fast, but ethyl mercury is, depending on which literature you look at, 500 to 1,000 times more destructive than methyl mercury. And methyl mercury is what's, you know, is in the fish industry. So they talk about that all the time, but they don't talk about the much, much more significant cause of damage from mercury, which is the ethyl mercury.
The injectable form. How about this? Dangerous chemicals used in manufacturing, some banned and others not, need greater regulatory attention because of the danger they pose to children's brain development, according to the authors of this new study. How long has Dr. Bitar been talking about it? He wrote about it in the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Now researchers at the University of Illinois say a host of these commonly used chemicals, from lead and mercury to flame retardants and pesticides, we need to be paying attention. But don't look at the injectable form in vaccines. Don't tell anybody about that. Well, that's what we're here to do. Advanced Medicine each and every week kicks off the week with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can also find drbitar.com available to you as well. Stick with us. We've got a lot more broadcast Advanced Medicine. If you ever miss a show, special place to find this particular episode, medicalrewind.com. Back with Dr. Bitar after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Last hour kind of teased the story about home builders following on to what doctors are doing with their patients by doing it to their homes. You know how doctors inject toxic poisons into babies that are just growing, right? Home builders are now injecting toxic pesticides into the foundations of homes to kill termites and, of course, outgassing in the people who live in them. Unbeknownst to them, they move into these new houses and all kinds of nasty toxic outgassing and all kinds of illnesses are the response.
Well, Robert, you know the story about when we built our office that's now the Huntersville Police Department. You know that I stopped the entire building process because they had sprayed the foundation with some type of insecticide, and then they had put a plastic coating over it, upon which then they create the next level of the foundation before they pour the concrete. So it's, they first put rocks in there, then they treat it with some kind of chemical, then they put plastic lining, and then they start pouring concrete and all this other stuff on top of it. And it's supposed to create a non-breathable
bug barrier,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's waterproof, et cetera, et cetera. When I found out what they did, we stopped the entire process. It cost over $200,000 for them, extra, for them to have to revert that process. We had to bring in all sorts of things from Texas, magnetite, and things we had to do to basically undo the damage from that chemical component. We had to take out those liners.
Wow.
Everything was redone, and it made a really big difference. In fact, you know, you're talking about these things that they inject into the foundation. Look at the outgassing from carpets. Look at the outgassing from the formaldehyde-based drywall. We use Dragon Board or Denz Armor, which is a material that doesn't outgas. It's mold resistant. It's fire retardant. Has none of the formaldehyde and those other chemicals that are outgassing. The carpets are the same type of thing. So in the building industry, it's very, very interesting that you have the same issues with material that's used that's not cell resonant, that's not doesn't adhere or doesn't match up with our own body's resonance and creates a detrimental effect. So whether you're breathing it in or you're ingesting it or you're being exposed to it through your skin, it's all the same thing. You know, sometimes people will be so adamant about how they're going to eat. They eat organic and they eat clean and range-fed, et cetera, but then they're living in a house that's very, very toxic.
You're right. You go in and look in their medicine cabinet going, I thought you knew better. And it's sort of like there's blind spots all over. And, of course, you don't see them spraying typically unless you're engaged in the building like you were of that building. And now it's, you know, poisoning the water tables if you're on a well. You know, Huntersville Police Department has probably the healthiest building ever built for any police agency.
Yeah, they actually have, and the captain of the police force who gave me a tour of the place about a year and a half ago told me, he said, it was like when you built this building, you built the perfect building for a police department, and we laughed about it, but there were certain other components. We will talk about it off the air, but
sure.
It was very... Well, I mean, the building was very well built, and it was built in a, you know, he was talking about really the floor plan, but he
very
also
secure.
Brought up certain things about, he brought up certain things that he used to have a problem with allergies. And he said, and this is a very common way that you can know if you're living in a healthy building, whether people have certain skin issues or they have certain breathing issues, and then they get into an environment that's cleaner or the house that they're in is remediated. And they have an immediate, almost within like a week or two, improvement in their breathing ability. They don't have a skin rash anymore. Whatever the case is, it's an allergic response to the environment that they're living in. But they don't think, we don't think about it that way. We don't think this is the house that we're allergic to. We only think about the lotion I'm putting in my skin that I'm allergic to, or the food that I'm eating that's allergic to. And you don't think about the toxicity that you're living in. I'll give you a really good example of this. This is somebody that you know. She's actually an ex that we met through Ann Alden.
And?
She became a patient, and she was mercury toxic. We treated her. She was a speech therapist, and I can't remember her name, a really nice lady in North Carolina. And I treated her for probably about a year and a half. In fact, she was a speech therapist who evaluated my son when he was in speech therapy class. And this goes back to a long time ago when I was in a custody battle with my ex-wife, but... I know we're coming up to the top of the R or the bottom of the
R. Yeah, hold a thought. I want to find out how this plays out. I have a sense that we've talked about this before, but it's a good lesson for you folks that are dealing with ongoing lingering issues. Even if you seem to be cleaning up your act, going to the right kind of doc to detoxify and then still have some ailments, you might want to pay attention to this when we come back with Dr. Bitar on Advanced Medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bittar for years, you're way ahead of the game. If not, you're just now discovering that what we've been saying for many years is now becoming accepted as almost self-evident, like toxic poisons from the environment impacting the brain development of kids, or the dangers of vaccinations. And Dr. Bittar was just relating a patient story about a speech therapist who was dealing with mercury toxicity. And we were also talking about the sick house syndrome or the sick building syndrome as well. And all of these kind of play together, interestingly.
Right. So the story is basically this lady, we treated her for mercury. She was very high in mercury. She got better. But she never completely, her issues never completely resolved. But she was probably about 75 to 80% better. And she was very grateful for that. And we were able to continue forward. And I told her, in time, you're going to get completely better. But in time, that didn't happen. A year went, 2 years. And she was still way better than she was originally, but she was still having some symptomology. And it wasn't quite, she hadn't crossed that plateau that I would expect a person to do when you've got them cleaned up. And then she reported, interestingly enough, that she always felt better when she would take, whenever she was traveling for work. She would sometimes travel for 2 or 3 days. She was gone from home, and she would always do better on the second and third day. And then one day after returning home, she would feel sick again. And so it was an interesting observation. Just in passing, it was made. So I suggested, have you ever gone away for more than 2 or 3 days? And she said, no, I haven't. But she attributed the improvement just for 2-3 day improvement cycles, not associated to her work away from home. So I suggested to her to take a week to 10 days off. She was well overdue for a vacation. She hadn't taken a vacation in 10 years. So her and her husband went to Virginia up to the mountains, and they went for basically 2 weeks. And when she came back, she told me, she said, that was the best 2 weeks that I've had in a long, long time. And it was all because she was in the cabin, remote. You know, we weren't sure what was going on. Thought maybe it was EMF, whatever, the building. We didn't know for sure at that time. And this process, it was still an evolutionary process for me to understand how important the buildings were and how much of an impact the resonance of the building will have on the individual. So the postulate was that maybe something was going on with the house she was living in. She goes away for 2 weeks. She definitely feels better. She comes back within 2 days. She's feeling, you know, again, that lingering thing, not nearly as bad as she was originally. So then I suggested to her that they sell the house and then move out. So that was a pretty big step. They started considering it. But during the process of getting the house listed, they came to find out that the house had been built on a chemical dump site. In fact, the entire subdivision
on a chemical dump site.
I'm sorry, I don't know whether you could.
Yeah, well, I just lost you for a second, but I was just, you know, the impact of that. You know, we just talked about the sick building syndrome, and I mentioned that, you know, when people are doing the right things and not getting well or only hitting a certain point and they're not getting beyond it, you've got to look at your environment that you spend the majority of your time in, that you sleep in. And, you know, are you cleaning the water, for instance, that's coming into your house sufficiently? But here you have the entire building sitting on things that are probably outgassing, not only in your house, but around your house.
That's exactly right. And so they found out while in the process of getting this house listed that it had been built on a chemical dump site. They actually were able to successfully file a lawsuit against the builder. And then there ended up being a class action lawsuit, if I remember correctly. But the point is that she was getting sick, exactly as you said, Robert. It was the chronicity of her problems were all related to the building that she was living in. And it wasn't even so much the building in that particular case. It was the foundation upon which the building had been built. And all these chemicals were coming up through the ground, through the foundation of the house. And it was, no matter how much we cleaned her up, the source of poisoning was much greater. We were actually amazed. I was amazed that the treatments were working that well, that we were able to maintain her 75 to 80% improvement, because I would have never thought that living virtually within the cesspool itself,
right,
would be able to, be able to alleviate that much. 75, 80% resolution of symptomology is pretty significant when the source of the poison is still there.
Well, it shows you the resilience of creation. You know, I've talked about this as well, going, it's amazing how much we withstand. You know, the fact that I went through what I went through and was still recoverable in my young life, it tells you how strong life is to adapt to these difficult circumstances for survival. Now, it's not optimal, but it's survivable. And then if you get those things out of the way, how you can move back into that thriving reality.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the superior engineering of the creator, that he
exactly
is the most, you know, superior engineer ever. I mean, we are the physiological being is the most ultimate machine that's ever been created. And
right.
So you're absolutely right. This is a proof positive. It's testament to the resilience of that system.
But unfortunately, the allopathic medical community, due to their training, not everyone stays there, but some do, many do, working against that optimal
thriving. We have a question of the day coming from India, of all places. Someone we've heard from before, Mary, wrote to us about a vaccine issue. She doesn't want to get her 10-year-old. They want to give him the DPT shot or the diphtheria shot, and she doesn't want him to. The husband does. It's one of those tough situations, probably in a divorce setting. But it's interesting because this is coming all the way out of India, where she said, in particular, a city called Malappuram, Kerala, was only 25% of the kids are vaccinated, and they actually threaten to break the legs of anybody who comes in there to try and vaccinate the kids.
Yeah, and it's because of the response from the mainstream medical community there. I really love this last part, that the anti-vaccine people say that the deaths were, I'm just going to read this last little part, the people so strong in their neighborhood where the kids died of diphtheria, people refused to allow the health officials to enter their homes to vaccinate the children. They threatened to break their legs if they entered, but now they're trying to legally force them to vaccinate and suppress any anti-vaccine campaigns. This is the part that's interesting. The anti-vaccine people say that the deaths were not due to diphtheria because the culture tests were negative. However, the explanation from the conventional doctors is that the patients were already on antibiotics, and that's why the culture test was negative. And any experienced doctor can identify diphtheria just by observation. Now, you know, I really find that an entertaining statement, because any experienced doctor would also know that to introduce known poisons into the system will suppress the immune system and then allow you to become more susceptible to not only diphtheria but everything else. And that's the whole issue, the diphtheria vaccination and all these other types of vaccinations. It's not what they're supposed to do, which is to try to mount an immune response. It's that truly, if the entire concept of vaccination has any validity, which it does, vaccinations have validity. The question is, as Robert, you and I have said over and over again, we're not anti-vaccines. We are pro-immune response. And if you're going to give somebody a vaccine, then why are we putting substances in those vaccines that are going to suppress the immune system, whereas the vaccine is supposed to increase the immune system? If that's the truth, if that's what the goal is, which is that's the propaganda, right? That's the propaganda. Mm-hmm. You want to take a vaccine so you strengthen the immune system. Then why the hell are we giving that vaccine containing substances that are known to suppress the immune system, and giving it a time when the immune system in the human body isn't even capable of mounting a response because it's the first or second day on the planet. And the child is still dependent on, for the first 6 months, on the mother's immunity that the mother has transferred via the placenta. So the entire aspect here is, again, it's propaganda and misinformation, giving half-truths to get people confused and then push their agenda through. There's nothing wrong with getting a vaccine that's purely a vaccine. It is not... it's not appropriate to do the vaccination with substances that include things that are going to be known immunosuppressives and cause a problem with the immune system. That's the whole issue.
Yeah, and of course I would argue that we're looking more toward homeoprophylaxis as a safe way to introduce this concept, to introduce an idea that's not unsound at its base, but in its action, in the way it's being delivered, the way it's being done. And of course, it's a very profitable venture because they've been granted immunity from all lawsuits, from all liability. They have no interest, they have no incentive to make them safe, if it were possible. But we already have an option in homeoprophylaxis. There's a big conference coming up in St. Pete, Florida, the second year in a row now this has happened. Last year was in Dallas, and we're getting doctors together from all over the world to talk about the fact that there is another way to go to help sensitize the immune system safely without harming the sickest of babies. That's how safe this is.
That's exactly right, Robert. That's exactly right. You know, one of the issues that we've got right now in society is, and I think that your efforts and, you know, in the last few years when I've been involved with you, last 6 years, and more and more people becoming part of this movement of educating and informing the populations of the, not only just our local communities, but of the nation, and now, of course, the people from India and Australia and everywhere else listening, that misinformation that's been propagated is slowly not an, as big of an issue as it used to be. There are more and more people that are becoming aware of the truth and the reality, and they are allowing others to become aware. So even though you and I may only have a small audience, but that audience has a very large circle of influence in their own communities, in their own families, in their own circle of influence. And so our ability to get this information out to more and more people, and that's a very exhilarating thing for me. It's a very rewarding thing for me. And sometimes, you know, I've been asked, well, how do you have time to do the show? Because this is the one thing that I'm doing consistently every week. And it's just knowing that how powerful the message becomes. It's almost just like a snowball rolling off the top of the hill. It's maybe just something we're holding in our hand. But by the time it gets down to the bottom of the mountain, it's massive. It's bigger than a house.
Yes, indeed. They said it wouldn't last. But no, we're on a mission. And that mission comes from a far higher place than government, we promise you. And, of course, we're expanding our reach. You know, UK Health Radio, of course, carries it. We've just got picked up by Red State Radio as well. So we continue to grow this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty right here each and every week. We kick it off with Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine. You can pick us up through the archives at GCN, of course, also medicalrewind.com. When we come back, diabetes sales or sales for diabetes drugs set to skyrocket. You'll never guess why, and the drug industry wants to take advantage of it. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bitar and more as we wrap up Advanced Medicine this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, when I first learned about homeopathic medicine and supplementation and eating cleaner foods, I was helping folks to reverse diabetes. I began to use whole food chromium, reversing diabetes, much less hypoglycemia. But the medical profession can't or won't or doesn't want to figure that out. And there's a story here Superdon brought to our attention. Headline reads, diabetes sales rocket towards $60 billion with Novo and Lilly's GLP-1S first in line for growth. Superdon, you said this was like a pep rally talk for diabetes drugs.
Yeah, this is like this is a great outlook, you know, I don't know what you would call it, you know, for a drug company. You know, they're trying to encourage investors and sales reps that, you know, this is going to be a good year because, and then they go to outline all the reasons why it's going to be a great year for these diabetes drugs.
Yeah, they're not going to tolerate 8.5% and 9% A1Cs like we used to. They're going to bring it down to 7%, 7.5% if we need two or three or more drugs. So $60 billion on the horizon, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, whereas they could improve that by just requiring people, or not requiring, but suggesting to people, hey, start walking 3 miles a day. Or if you can't do 3 miles, do 2 miles. If you can't do 2 miles, do half a mile. For God's sake, just get up and walk, and they're going to see an improvement in insulin sensitivity and a decrease in insulin resistance just by just simply walking.
Yeah, it's incredible. And they acknowledge that, you know, they're excited about the fact that even though there are public health campaigns and awareness campaigns telling people to do what you just said, Dr. Bitar, they're saying people will continue to overeat and underexercise, and they're going to see their weight continue to go up, and therefore they're going to need more medications along with that. So the outlook is bright.
Yep, the outlook is bright.
If you're a drug,
the investor, right?
Right, the investor of the drug companies. Then they say diabetes is quote-unquote complicated and quote-unquote resilient. No, it's not complicated or resilient. I mean, it's very simple to reverse, one of the simplest things. Now, I'm not talking about type 1. I'm talking type 2. But it is so simple to reverse. And, you know, I've had people that figured it out and just switched their diet without any intervention at all from even natural healers, and they reversed it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there's so many simple things. In fact, Robert, this is a perfect time for me to bring up something. I haven't talked about this, but I'm still experimenting with it. But there's a concoction that a person can order the stuff online, or you can go to any health food store and get this stuff, and you can put it together, and it's done at a certain time of the day. I'm going to hold this out because we're going to have a retreat in Cancun in October.
Okay.
And we're going to actually, I'm hoping that I'll have all the data collected by then. But this concoction is something that actually is anti-inflammatory. It's just accumulated from a couple of different things that I've read and things that I've done in the past. And if I have the data by October, we're going to release the information. It's anti-inflammatory. It's anti-carcinogenic. It's anti-diabetic. It's lipolytic, so it'll help a black person lose body fat. It's detoxifying. It's something you should do first thing in the morning. It takes, 3 minutes to prepare it, and it's all stuff that you can get anywhere. And the key is it has to be all fresh stuff, meaning the spices, that you can just buy, but the other components have to be fresh. And in just the preliminary results, it's so impressive that even my 11-year-old wants to do it. And he's like, Dad, I want to do this. I mean, so we'll leave that as a cliffhanger.
Okay, we'll talk some more off the air. Maybe drop some more hints on that. By the way, upcoming events, you would love this, Dr. Vitar. I don't know if you're going to be around for this, but in the Orlando area, we're going to host a Constitution class with my good buddy Michael Badnarik. He was the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2004. And he's going to teach a Constitution class, a full day, in Mount Dora, Florida, August 13th.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
And on the 14th, we're going to do Second Amendment training with a former British Special Forces officer. A limited number of folks are going to get to go out on the open range and shoot any gun they've ever wanted to shoot. So we've got some cool stuff coming up. And those of you who are big fans of Dr. Vitar and advanced medicine, you also are welcome. The links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, to the Eventbrite invitation as well.
That sounds like an awesome event.
Yeah. So we'll keep bringing that healing to your constitution as well, wherever you are around the world, India, Australia, South America, North America. Where are you? In Europe? Yeah, you too, in UK. We're going to get you. We got you good. We got your back. And we got your remedies. Go get the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, while you're at it. Dr. Vitar has put some great work into it, and it continues to give the gift of healing because, well, Dr. Vitar, you tell him because.
Because the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is, my friends.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. We'll be right back.